Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I would like to thank you all for the honor of to mark the launch of the 2011 edition of Aid to the Church in Need, reports on Christian oppressed on for their faith, titled Persecuted and Forgotten. This report and the work of Aid to the Church in Need are critical to us as members of the worldwide Christian community. The information will significantly contribute to building international support and solidarity for Christians around the world, where our human rights and religious freedom has been stripped away. As the report states, in many countries like Iraq, the situation for Christians seems to be worsening, sometimes to the point where we wonder if we will survive as a people in our own country. There is no doubt that the political turmoil and the growing nationalist struggles in Iraq are contributing to the loss of our religious freedom. But this is not the time to hide our faith, our identity over such struggles. In Iraq, 40 years of war and oppression have strengthened our endurance and our resolve to stand strong and to claim our legal and historical rights as a church and as a people of in Iraq. We have not come this far to give up. Through the international support and solidarity, this report will create, I believe we can be stronger in our unity and more strategic in our search for sustainable solutions. Christian history is noticeably absent from the Iraqi history books used in our public schools. Our place as one of the original inhabitants of the region has been wiped from the collective memory. We are merely one of the non-Muslims minorities inhabitants of Iraq, lacking all the rights and rewards that full citizenship in a real democracy should bring to us. And this difficulty would be adding to the all the political difficulties that we are facing, whether from the what we call the constitution, which is lacking all the what we call full respect of the human rights, whether from the secularists with a knife for profit, who are also responsible for what's happening, whether from the neighboring government also, who are contributing in the violence by so many means. Christians tend to be persecuted in Iraq by majority populations for two reasons: their Christian faith, which is not accepted in Iraq by Islamic fundamentalists, and for political purposes to control land and resources allocation in the dispute area. Since the occupation of Iraq in 2003, over 500 people, Christians, have been killed in religious and politically motivated conflicts. 40% of the killing took place in northern Iraq, 58% in Baghdad region, and 2% in the south. Between 2006 and 2010, 17 Iraqi priests and two Iraqi bishops were kidnapped in Baghdad, Mosul, and Kirkuk. Many were held for days, some for weeks. All were beaten and tortured by their kidnappers. Most were released, but one bishop, four priests, and three subdeacons were killed. In most cases, those responsible for the crimes stated that they want Christians out of the Iraq. These kidnappings and murders have left their marks on the minds and body of Iraqi churches. Not only were these men deeply wounded, but also their fellow priests, families, and congregations lives with the memory of these crimes and the awareness of their daily vulnerabilities as Christians in Iraq. Not only have our religious leaders have been murdered, but also simple families, shopkeepers, children, teachers, and elderly, mothers and their babies, and members of all element Christian society. Of course, many of you have watched that the massacre which have taking place in the Church of Our Lady of Salvation in Baghdad. But before that, there was a campaign of bombing took place. The first one was took place in August, 1st of August 2004, where six churches were bombed at once. The second one on the 16th of October 2004 also. And then it reached up to 66 churches have been attacked, bombed, 41 in Baghdad, 19 in Mosul, 5 in Kirkuk, and 1 in Ramadi. And in addition, 2 convents and 1 monastery and a church orphanage was bombed. On the 31st of October 2010, 58 people, including 58 hostages and 2 priests, were killed after an attack on Our Lady of Salvation Syria Catholic Church in Baghdad, a group affiliated to Al-Qaeda, Islamic State of Iraq, stated that Christians were legitimate targets. You may also remember that the weeks after the events, a series of bombing and mortar attacks targeted Christian-majority areas of Baghdad, is one case killing a woman who was a hostage and then survived the attack of Our Lady of Salvation. Of course, there are so many stories, and the time would not help to tell about all these sad and terrifying memories. All we can say that I would like, on behalf of so many brothers and sisters you have in Iraq, to thank you for your prayers and your solidarity. And special thanks also to Aid to the Church in Need for your solidarity with us. We thank you, your generous and kind-hearted donors, and those who have prayed with us for these past years of struggle.